This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A key study is showing the first one-shot COVID-19 vaccine is effective against fighting the coronavirus. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. The measure created an outcry in Northern Ireland Friday, as well as the UK, amid fears it would trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that's part of the United Kingdom and borders the EU island. Under the post-Brexit deal, EU products should still be able to travel unhindered from the bloc to Northern Ireland. The EU later made clear it will not introduce controls on vaccines in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, WHO officials were speaking after the European Commission said it had agreed to a plan to control exports of the vaccines. Mike Ryan, the WHO top emergency expert, told the briefing, also attended by a midwife from Pakistan and Uganda, that people had to think frontline colleagues like them.